I know where you work. It isn't hard to know who you are. You're so powerful, so put together. And lucky for me, I was told you were looking for a personal assistant. I've seen you glance at me during our mornings on the train. I know you find me attractive. You just don't know how willing I am to serve, to please, to do anything you want. Anything, please, just let me. I have watched you for a while, the way you carry yourself, so composed, so engaging, so confident. And I sense a bit of fire in you, a fire with a need to control. You seem so calm on the surface, but your eyes give you away. It's a wonder to be near someone so magnetic and authentic. I want nothing more than to feel that energy directed towards me. And because of this, I know I could offer myself to you so easily. Would you take me? Would you take me on as your own? Would you know how much I desire to do nothing but please you, to be in your presence? Please take me, make me yours. When I'm at home, alone, I often imagine what it would be like. I don't touch my cock because you wouldn't want me to. So instead, I lay there, hard and throbbing on my bed, imagining scenarios of what would transpire between us. You standing over me. You asking me to strip. Please ask me to strip. Me licking your boots, smelling the leather, feeling the smooth texture on my tongue, aching and just hoping that you allow me the honor to have you sit on my face. Please sit on my face. I want you to smother me with your pussy. I want to be drowning in your wetness as you use my mouth and my tongue to make you come over and over again. I won't stop until you tell me to. My mouth will cramp, my tongue will tire, but I will never, ever stop. I won't stop until you tell me to. You can spank me and tell me I've been bad when I don't obey you. You can tie me up, lock up my cock, tell me that I can't come. I will only touch my cock when you tell me that I'm allowed to. Every stroke will be a dedication to you. I want to know I've earned the privilege to offer my cum to you. I know you want me to come for you. Every drop will be yours. I want to make you happy. I want you to tell me I've made you happy. More than anything, I want to see a smile in your eyes, knowing that I've pleased you. Please let me please you. You could have me so easily. You, my mistress. I hope to be yours one day. I hope that you will see me offering myself when I go into your office tomorrow. I hope that you can read my intentions. Read that I am willing and want nothing more than to serve you. to be yours. And when I get hard, just by smelling your perfume, I hope you take out a pen and write your name on my cock, because you know it's yours. I hope you do it right there in the middle of your office. I get so hard just by being near you. You turn me on so much. No one else does it for me the way you do. I am yours, and you don't even know it yet. I already belong to you. No one else. Being yours isn't something I want. It's something I need. And I think you'll be able to smell it. Smell how desperate I am for you. Desperate to taste you. To offer my mouth. My cum. My cock to own. It's yours. My body. It's yours. Ride me. And use me as your toy. I am nothing more than an instrument of pleasure for you. Please, please use me. Please take me, please. Please tell me that I can stroke my cock for you, that I can come for you. Take me as your own. See that need in my eyes. I belong to you. Take me. Take me tomorrow. Please. I know which stop to get off on. I've seen you get off the train so many times, standing close to the doors. So collected, so confident. Sitting in my seat, my stomach is knots. My interview is a bit later today, so I missed you earlier this morning. I would have been too nervous to see you anyway. Wondering if you'd find it odd that I was following you to your office building. I wonder if you'd think I was a creep. I'm wearing my best suit. My hair is nicely groomed, and I know I smell good. I made sure the scent wasn't overpowering. As much as I want you to want me to. I try to maintain my cool as I walk through the doors to your shiny office. But as soon as the receptionist leads me into the waiting area, my nerves get the better of me. My palms are sweaty. Droplets are forming on my forehead. That's okay, because I know I can counterbalance this all just with my smile. The anticipation is killing me. I'm torturing myself, sitting in this plush chair, scenarios running through my head. Will you tell me to leave? Will you only give me 5 minutes and decide I'm not worth your time? I hear my name called. I guess it's time now. Time to see you. I follow your receptionist down a long hallway. She smiles flirtatiously and sways her hips as she walks in front of me, trying to hold my attention. But I'm not interested in her. I'm only interested in you. As the door closes behind me, I can immediately smell you. There you are, wearing a navy dress, looking divine. You are so beautiful. When you see me, I notice a glint in your eye. You recognize me, don't you? I can tell you are scanning your brain, trying to place how you know me. You extend your hand to me, and I grip it firmly, shaking as we make eye contact. Before I move my hand, I give your palm a little squeeze, and I see you playfully raise an eyebrow as you stare back at me. My cock begins to harden against the length of my thigh. I wait until you sit before I sit, hoping you didn't notice my hard length starting to throb just from a simple look. Before you open your mouth and ask your first question, I relax my eyes and smile at you. You look back at me and tilt your head. You're on to me. Explaining the basics of the job and going over my credentials, we go back and forth for a while. I answer your questions expertly, and I can tell you seem impressed. I know. I have to do something to solidify your decision. I make my move. I would like to add that in addition to my qualifications, I am willing to work any and all hours needed. Overtime would not be an issue. I pause and make sure I have your full attention before saying, "Whatever you desire, it would be my pleasure to serve you." You place my resume on your desk and slowly stand. I watch you walk around and stand directly over my chair. You glance at my crotch and see me stiff and swollen. My suit pants hide nothing. You slowly study the outline of my cock before leaning over and whispering in my ear, "Is that so?" "Yes, that is so." "I can't help but notice that you have a little situation that you might need to tend to here. You know, I find that highly unprofessional." You are mocking me, and I love every second of it. Then something unexpected happens. "Take it out," you command me. Should I? Would that please you? "Yes, but only if it would also please you." "Very much so," I reply. You position yourself slightly propped on the edge of your desk, and you lick your lips as you stare down at me. I slowly unveil my cock, and your eyes widen at the sight. You could tell I was thick. I start touching myself. "Is this something that pleases you?" "Yes," you say. "I don't want you to stop." I keep going, getting more and more turned on as your eyes pierce into me, commanding me to come for you, to you, while I stare at your body in those clothes, while I smell every bit of you in that room. "Please, please, can I come?" "I don't know. Can you?" you tease me. "Please, may I please come for you? Please. Please." "Yes, I would like that very much. Thank you. You walk over and pat me on the top of my head before leaning over and whispering in my ear, "You're